defense did a little bit better than the running game than they did on Saturday.
Yeah, and it's really tough to tell exactly when you're not tackling because a guy has a shot from the side. We're taught in thud tempo, you never leave your feet, so we're not gonna lay out and make that play. So it's really hard to determine whether or not the guy was down, whether he was not down. But anyway, there was fewer creases that the defense gave up today. But offense is still, they're doing a nice job. They're progressing at the rate we need them to so far. You know, we're just 4 days into it, but so far so good.
Any separation at any position right now that are going with the balance?
Well, Joe, still the number one ball carrier, Joe Williams. Zach Moss has been impressive. The freshman, he put the ball on the ground today one time, but I think it was not a clean exchange. I don't know if he ever had it. We'll have to watch the film. But he's doing a nice job. Troy McCormick looked his best that he's looked since the injury today. So he's able to take that brace off now. He's playing without the brace, and he's really, really back to where he was prior.
Williams looks bigger. Does that mean maybe he can handle a little bit more than you anticipated?
Yeah. He's closing in on 210. He's about 208. Yeah, he could probably handle more than he would have been able to last year, but it's still not a Devontae Booker load.
Right.
But it's more
still
than last
20-ish?
Year. Right around there.
We've seen JJ, I think, for three straight days with the ones in center. Is that kind of shoring up there?
It's still a let's take a look phase. It's not this is a done deal phase, but it's looking good. Every day he's gotten better. Now, the snaps were a little rough the other day. We expect him to be. There's going to be some growing pains with that, having never played center. But he made a nice adjustment today to that, worked hard on it. And today was really flawless with the snap. So far, to answer your question, we like what we see, but it's not set in stone yet.
Do you feel Garrett's ready for, you know, being able to step up on the tack spot?
Garrett is a very talented football player. He's got the entire package as far as what you're looking for in an offensive tackle. He's got the height, the length, the feet, the hips. He's the real deal. We just got to continue to see how he holds up, and so far he's done a great job.
Is there competition at the tackle spots for
starting? Oh, yeah. Jackson Barton's a good player for us and played a lot of snaps for us last year. Sam Tevy and Garrett, those are the three top guys right now. If you had to go to a fourth right now, you'd probably pull JJ away from snapping and back out the tackle, but we'll see who can develop.
What have you seen from Chase Hansen so far?
Chase Hansen's great to have him back out there. He is just about 100%. He's 100% as far as no limitations, but he's just still working out the last little bit of soreness and stiffness in the ankle. But other than that, he's doing great.
You've been able to use him at multiple positions. You keep him in safety.
He's a safety, and you know, maybe down the road, when we look at some wildcat quarterback stuff, he might be a candidate for that. But right now, we're not haven't gotten to that yet.
What are you more confident in, the quarterback competition or the offensive line situations?
Both. I don't think, you know, we feel like we're going to come away with the right combination up front, and we feel like whichever quarterback wins.